50% off everything, regular and sale prices.
Local teacher Dorothea Chapel and other bargain hunters shuffle through the crowded aisles, claiming the last few hardbacks and novels left on almost bare shelves. Many customers had no idea Caribou Books was closing.
You have got to be kidding me.
At one point, Caribou boasted 6 stores. But after 15 years, Caribou now folds into a trend. According to federal government research, black-owned small businesses fail at higher rates than any other minority-owned firms in the country.
What we call that survival rate is lower.
That's Dr. Ying Lowry, a senior economist with the Small Business Administration. She says a series of factors can account for the low survival rate. The most telling, however, is that most black businesses lag behind in capital.
The capital I'm talking about is not only we call physical capital, like assets or equipment, money, but also that include human capital, education, experience, and the second part is a physical capital, and the third part is social capital.
Social capital? In other words, success in the small business world is closely related to family cohesion. According to census data, the African-American community lacks many of these vital links because of its high number of absent parents, unwed mothers, and failed marriages. This especially sobering reality for blacks in America is often reflected in the fate of their small businesses.
Based on my experience in meeting other entrepreneurs, I would agree with that.
Simba Sana is the co-founder and CEO of Caribou Books.
I think the failure of Caribou is connected to issues in the black community.
Sana says conflicts with loved ones and his business partner forced him to close the book on Caribou. He was hesitant to go into detail about his family troubles, but now he's turning the page on a new chapter in his life.
We have to somehow learn to feel good about ourselves so that we can put our best foot forward in the world.
It may take time to correct this trend in the black community, but experts see signs of progress. Dr. Lowry says despite the high rate of failure among black businesses, the African-American entrepreneurial spirit is thriving.
Definitely a black-owned business, the growth rate of the number, the business number, is faster, which is a good sign. That means just like sports, if you have more people participate, big stars come out.
And more stars lead to improved social capital, which ultimately benefits the black community. Back at Caribou, a few regular customers pace in disbelief. One stands motionless, grim, as if offering the store's last rites.
This is it, man. I can't believe after today it's going to be no more Caribou. It's hard, man.
People here say they're worried because it's a great loss to their community. Customer Duan Little is clutching a Walter Mosley book, the last one from the shelves.
It's just a loss, that's all. And any loss is sad.
The reaction was humbling for the CEO, Simba Sana. He says his customers became a surrogate family. But despite his loss, Sana is optimistic.
This to me is not a sad day. I do hope to stay in bookselling, and I hope something comes back that will be bigger and better than what we've had.